Well, Bob, we want to take a minute here today. Your farm is the kickoff to Ohio Agriculture Week. Also the first farm to be inducted into the Ohio Department of Agriculture's Bicentennial Program. What does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, it's a big honor to be recognized. We sit out here in the country and cars go by, but that's it, you know. And it's nice to have people come and be interested in what we do, to realize that, yes, we grow the things that people eat. And as we all know, that's very important. This farm has been in our family for 200 years. There were Indians living here when my ancestors came.
In your comments, you talked about your living in a museum.
Yes, this farm, as it was the original era, was a homesteading era, and that's my ancestor Luke Decker and his wife Ivia Fox came here, and originally they lived in a log cabin. That log cabin was replaced shortly by the house that we're in now. We think this house was built around 1815. At that time, Luke probably occupied his early days here with cutting trees down and blowing stumps out of the ground and things like that, preparing to farm. Luke became quite a successful farmer. He acquired various trophies and things for his cattle and things that he showed at local fairs at the time. That era ended. You might say began to fade away. None of the years that I'm going to talk about actually ended. It just fade from one into the other. The next era, animal husbandry, and this was probably caused by the fact that the tree stumps were probably still on the ground. It was not possible to cultivate a field like you see now when you drive through the country. So my original ancestors raised cattle and horses. This was a stud farm at one time. My grandfather in particular kept these grand stallions. He specialized in Belgian horses. But that was all replaced later on by grain farming. Grain farming was all done by horsepower. The machinery was what we called binders that harvested the wheat, and the wheat had to be shocked by hand and so forth. From grain farming, we went to mechanized farming. That's when tractors began to replace horses, and engines became replaced the handles on pumps and things like that. We had steam power, and electricity was introduced to the countryside. From that, we went into modern farming. That's when hybrid seed fertilizer that came in the bag rather than from the barn, and combines, genetic seeds, and so forth were introduced to farming. And now we find ourselves in the era that we live in now, which I called world farming.
Bob, the original farm was, 632 acres?
Yes, it was a section. And in our record, it says 620-some acres. That would be, I think, 640 acres today. The farm has been divided sometimes. This is the original house that was on the original acre. The farm just north of us was divided off from the original farm. It was given as a wedding present from Boss Fox Decker to his son John Decker. That's my great-grandfather. Yes, he was my great-great-grandfather. The brick house and so forth then is where he lived. We now occupy 227 acres. We have a creek on one boundary of our property and a Henson's Run on the west side of our property.
The deed was signed by?
The original deed was signed by Thomas Jefferson and his Secretary of State, James Madison. And we have that on display here today. We have one book that takes our records back to pre-Revolutionary War times.
So what do you think Luke would think today?
Luke was a very energetic man, an adventurer. He came to Ohio when there was nothing but trees. There were Indians out here. It was dangerous. So I think Luke would be delighted with the change. He'd probably be buffaloed by it, I suppose. He'd want to know all about it. I'm sure he would find out all about it before he were done.
Bob, just one other question I wanted to ask you about. When you walk through this original part of the house, you look out over this farmland, what goes through your mind?
It's kind of spooky at times, really. I keep running across things that did belong to my ancestors. Back in those days, you never threw anything away. It was too precious. You always put it aside because you might need it if times changed. So in my barn, I still have the old hand tools. I wrote an article once for our local soil and water conservation district, which I titled Shiny Handles. Shiny handles meant that you worked with that instrument and you polished it with the palms of your hands as you used it. So these things are still here. We have bits and pieces of the old farm machinery. You have to know what farm machinery is because it's just a sprocket or a chain or something like that. I know what it is, and I appreciate the fact that this worked on this farm, and one of my relatives worked hard with this. He went home very tired at night, tired and hungry. So we come across this all the time, and I also want to emphasize that these farmers all had wives. And the really interesting part in looking back at your background is really on the feminine side. You'll find out what all the interesting components that belong in your bloodline. And it's really fascinating. And my wife has seen all sorts of things that, and they're evident in the house, hanging on the walls and things like that, handwork and so forth that the ladies did back in the days before television, before radio, for anything but just coal oil lamps and fireplaces.
Bob, thank you so much for hosting the kickoff to the Ohio Agriculture Week festivities, and congratulations on being the first bicentennial farm inducted here in 2013.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate you coming and enjoying what we have to show. It's been a great honor today, and it's something that become part of the history of the house and the farm.